in and year out.
As the soybean crop matures, a flush of weeds that had been hiding under the canopy may appear. Wilbur Ellis District Manager Chris Warham says the resistant weeds can be prolific and be prolific seed producers. There are numerous tools available to the farmer to deal with resistant weeds.
Tillage practices, certainly multiple modes of action of chemistries, effective chemistries. Crop rotation can also be a significant tool in managing weed resistance, oftentimes allowing different herbicidal mode of actions to be utilized in different crops that we produce in the region. So, yeah, I think, all things should be considered. All things should be on the table to developing a really robust resistant weed management strategy.
Glyphosate-resistant weeds were not as evident in areas with a diverse mix of crops because there were more chemistries being used in the rotation. Crop protection products are available to address resistance issues.
What's old is new again. Oftentimes, a lot of the conventional chemistries that were utilized broadly prior to the advent of glyphosate-tolerant corn and beans have come back into vogue and have a real fit and a real play in helping manage those resistant weed populations.
Warham said higher water volumes, appropriate adjuvant applications, and tank mix partners are available to extend the residual weed control. Checking Mark.